Hi, friends. Welcome to today's podcast episode. I am so honored to be with you and talking about something that is quite near and dear to my heart. This podcast is titled Brave Hearts, Praying the Psalms for Courage and Strength. So as many of you know, in the time I was away from this podcast, I qualified as a spiritual director. I explored the pieces of courage that I wanted to understand in the context of my faith. And so today we're going to delve into that world of the Psalms, but very just a small portion of the Psalms that remind me to take courage. We know that the Psalms have been a source of comfort, of guidance, of inspiration. And these prayers and hymns offer solace during trying times. They inspire courage in the face of fear and really show us the way for a deeper relationship with God, provide us a roadmap for that embodied shalom. So I want to explore the way that I use the Psalms. I'm going to really dig into Psalm 31, Psalm 46, and we're going to explore what it feels like. I'm going to teach you, you probably know, but about breath prayers and how I use breath prayers. Knowing that we can empower our own prayer lives, our own experience of being in relationship with the divine, providing us the courage and strength that we often need, that is often, we don't know where to turn. And in my stories recently, I have been overwhelmed by all that is required of me. And I really dig into the Psalms as a way to understand, but use the words to transform my own personal prayers of courage. And so I want to invite you to reflect on your own personal experience. I want you to think about your prayer life, how you have seen, not seen the Psalms, right? And how they can shape our responses to life's challenges. So whether you are listening and you're seeking courage through a challenging time, or you just wish to deepen your prayer life, maybe you might be looking at the Psalms in a new light. I hope this offers you a compelling and hopefully uplifting perspective. But I want you to understand what this means for me. It is, we know that prayer is a deeply personal and profound method of communication with God. It allows us to express our hopes, our fears, our desires, our gratitude, a tool for seeking guidance and strength. And so the Psalms, those collection of prayers and hymns in the Bible, can serve as a resource for us when seeking courage, when looking for courage, when needing courage. One of the Psalms that particularly speaks to me is Psalm 27. And in the Psalm of David, a man who faced numerous challenges and enemies, but continued to trust in God's protection, provision, he writes this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And so many, I know, I can see each of you, that fear overwhelms us. And we can remember that we can feel our feelings. We are coming to God with, I'm afraid. I know you're the stronghold, but I need to admit that I need you in this. We can see God's unfailing presence and protection. It shifts us. It allows us to acknowledge our fear, to name the darkness, and to acknowledge it and name what we need in that light. There's Psalm 31, where David again expresses his trust in God in the face of danger. He says, "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me." These words inspire us. They express the depths of David's trust. For me to hear that other people have prayed similar prayers, they have pleaded, they have created pleas for help, for assistance. We are never alone in our prayers, because everything we've prayed or are praying has come before us. We can seek refuge. And of course, I love Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, do not fear. We will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. And this again is God's affirmation of strength and of presence during times of chaos, times of turmoil. And in this prayer, in this embodiment of that pleading and that promise, we are inviting divine strength and courage into our hearts. And of course, I love this. I have to go back to Psalm 31. I got ahead of myself, a little excited. And this is 31:24. "So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord." I love that one. Or take heart and be courageous. So I wonder how these psalms resonate with your personal experience. Maybe you have been in a time where prayer doesn't seem readily available to you, where you have lost that connection. I just invite you back into the psalms, back into the experience of yearning, of expressing how you feel and not hiding it away. I think about when my kids were little and they prayed angry prayers, like, "Boy, God, did you let this happen?" And in that moment, we are truly connected. I think so many of us pray prayers of falseness or of desire that isn't there. And we're not raw, and we're not showing who we are in all that we are. And so breath prayers are really an opportunity, again, to use these psalms in a new way. So for this week's homework, if you so choose it, I want to offer a practice to you that is truly near and dear to my heart, because let's be honest, I've been using a lot of these often. Breath prayers are just this beautiful ancient Christian practice, but we see it in so many different religious experiences. And you're going to see this. And it was from the desert mothers and desert fathers, which I love to talk about, but I'm going to focus here. It's a powerful yet simple method for connecting with God anytime, anywhere, in any way. And so we're going to use the Psalms to inspire our breath prayers. So we're going to, let's say Psalm 31, 14. I trust in you, Lord. Or you could do Psalm 31, 24. I am strong and courageous. I put my hope in the Lord. So you decide what you want to do. And I just want you to experience this. So we're going to slow down. We're going to connect in with our breath. And we're going to let the sacred words of the psalm guide this prayerful connection, this prayerful experience. So we're going to breathe in, I trust in you, and breathe out, Lord. Breathe in, I trust in you, God. I trust in you, breathe in, and breathe out, Lord. And as always, it's just an experience to connect in, to stop the madness. Perhaps you get iPhone messages that are, join me for a mindful moment. And I always take the time, 1 minute, to breathe in, I trust in you, and breathe out, Lord. I trust in you, Lord. So I cannot wait. I would love to hear how this, maybe you've used breath prayers before. How has it changed your experience of being with the presence of God? Maybe it invites in that moment of reflection, that moment of embodiment of what it feels like to pray with our body. So often we keep prayer, and I'll talk about this at some point, this cognitive experience. And so I am so excited to hear your experience with the Psalms, your experience with breath prayer, just your invitation for a deeper connection with the divine. I love you all. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me this week. I can't wait to see you next week. Have a great and courageous day, courageous week. I always love to hear from each of you. So thank you so much. You can always reach out, hello@jessicastong.com. Okay, have a great one. Thanks, guys. Take care.